The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefings.
From Embracing My Inner Alien, a column by Kevin Schaefer. Do you sleep in your wheelchair? This is a question I used to get all the time in middle school. I always thought it funny that some of my peers genuinely thought that I remained in my chair around the clock, using my headrest as a pillow at night. Imagine if I tried showering in this thing. Still, as I've gotten older, I have spent more and more time in my chair on a daily basis. When I was in my early elementary school years, transferring out of my chair was significantly easier. My aides lifted me out for bathroom breaks, physical therapy sessions, and naps in kindergarten. It seems like an eternity ago, but I remember crawling all over the floor and letting people who weren't my parents transfer me. I did physical therapy at school for a little while, but that didn't last long. As I grew, it also became too difficult for aides to transfer me to the bathroom. From that point on, I started wearing Depend underwear so that I could go whenever I needed to. Adult diapers are lifesavers for wheelchair users. By the time I was sitting in my chair throughout the day, my respite came when I got home from school. As soon as I got home, my mom transferred me to my bed to change, and I'd often stay there for at least a few minutes. After 8 hours of sitting in a fixed position, I had to give my body a break. In college, I spent even more time in my chair. Even if I had breaks between classes, I still stayed on campus for the majority of the day, and I was involved in various extracurricular and social activities at night. Editing nights at the student newspaper meant that I was often in the office till 11 p.m. Then I wouldn't settle into bed until after midnight. My body probably hated me during this time, but what college student gets to bed at a reasonable hour? Now, balancing my time in and out of my chair is even trickier. Ever since I acquired my Jayco robotic arm, I have this device mounted to the side of my chair. I also have my wheelchair tray right in front of me, and I use this equipment throughout the day. I need the tray to prop my phone, laptop, books, food, and more. Both my tray and Jayco arm can come on and off pretty easily, but the catch is that I have to have my Jayco arm removed before I can remove my tray. Because of where the Jayco arm is placed, it blocks the tray. In my pre-robot arm days, all my parents and caregivers had to do to get me out of my chair was take off the tray and lift me. Now, however, the simple act of getting me into bed requires a few extra steps. And since my caregiver comes at night, I rely on my mom for help during the day. Alas, I often find myself in a conundrum whenever I want to give my body a break from my chair. Though I love my aquatic therapy sessions, I need a little more relief than once a week. If I sit in my chair for 12 hours straight, all day, every day, my body will hate me. In all honesty, I'm still figuring out how much balance my body requires at this point in my life. Due to the aforementioned complexities of my transfer process, it's just not feasible to get in and out of my chair multiple times a day. I also know that the side effects of sitting too long include pressure sores and prolonged grumpiness. A couple weeks ago, I asked my dad to get me in bed early on a Friday night. However, I wasn't ready to go to sleep right away. Instead, I just needed to lie on my back for a while with my legs outstretched. I stayed there for a couple of hours listening to music on my Alexa device and eventually called my dad back in to turn me on my side and put on my BiPAP machine. As it turned out, this little bit of repositioning was exactly what I needed. I slept great that night, and my legs weren't as stiff as they usually are the next morning. My body may not be as flexible today as it once was, but sometimes all it needs is a little balance. I'm Kevin Schaefer, columnist and forums director for SMA News Today.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today forums moderator, Deanne Runge.
Thanks for joining me. I'm Deanne Runge, SMA News Today forums moderator and vlogger. Are you into podcasts? At SMA News Today, we have them for you. Kevin Schaefer invited me to join his roundtable discussion for Podcast 68, and we had plenty to talk about. From service dogs to robotic arms, wheelchairs, and recent SMA News Today columns, we covered it all. I enjoyed talking with Kevin and encourage you to check it out at smanewstoday.com in the Categories tab under Multimedia. You'll also find our latest columns there as well. On the forums, we've got a lot going on. Managing stress is a subject at the forefront. Alyssa put it nicely. Being stressed is causing her stress. She's got her methods that help relieve stress, but is also open to suggestions. If you've got tried and true stress relievers, please share them with us at smanewstoday.com/forums. For me, having pets is a stress reliever. My menagerie consists of two cats, a service dog, and a fish. Pets can also be challenging, though. Brianna just got her cat spayed and is finding recovery from surgery difficult because her cat doesn't want to leave the cone alone. When I had mine fixed last month, they didn't even send her home with a cone. Personally, I would ditch the cone, and if she messes with her incision, I'd threaten her with a spritz bottle. Do you have other suggestions in mind for her? As a kid, I loved spending time at the beach. One of our forum members is looking for beach product recommendations for the little ones. Floaties that I could sit in were fun, but otherwise I can't think of specific products. Do you have suggestions? Let us know what you recommend for the beach at smanewstoday.com/forums. That's all I have for you today. Stay safe, stay healthy, and have a good day, everyone. We'll talk again soon.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.smanewstoday.com and be sure to follow us on social media and join our SMA News Today forums, a trusted SMA community ready to welcome you anytime.